bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Fine light in the beautiful sea. I chose to be happy. You and I, you and I. We're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star I see. A vision of ecstasy. When you hold me, I'm alive. We're like diamonds.
Greetings to all my lovely listeners out there. It's your girl Audrey Enimankoma, your host, and I want to welcome you to another episode of Health and Wellness with Audrey, which is a segment of Totally You with Audrey. I'm so excited to have you join me on tonight's show. So today we're going to talk about cholesterol and the myths and truths surrounding it. I'm pretty sure we've been hearing a lot about cholesterol, most of which are negative, especially the fact that cholesterol is bad for us. But really, is cholesterol that bad for us? Stay tuned to this show and you will find out. All right. I'm sure a lot of us have the idea that cholesterol is basically fat in our bodies. Well, you are not wrong. In fact, in simpler terms, cholesterol is a type of fat found in the blood, all right? And they are found in certain foods we eat, like meat, fish, eggs, butter, cheese, milk, what have you. And we have our livers, our liver being the largest organ in the body, also making cholesterol. Now, there are a lot of myths surrounding cholesterol, all right? And I want to emphasize on the fact that cholesterol wouldn't be there if it wasn't needed by the body. So in fact, the body needs cholesterol. So we are going to tackle a few of the myths surrounding this fat in our bodies and the actual facts on the ground. All right. So now the very first myth about cholesterol is the fact that all cholesterol is bad for you. All cholesterol is bad for you. That's myth number one. Now, the fact is this, that some types of cholesterol are essential for our health, and our bodies need cholesterol to perform important jobs such as making hormones, which are one of the main chemicals we need to keep the body running, all right? And also to build cells. Our cell membranes are mostly made of cholesterol, and without them, we wouldn't have healthy cells, which would also run our bodies. And hormones like testosterone, estrogen, progesterone are very much needed in our bodies, especially in our reproductive health. Imagine if we had depleted cholesterol or we had no cholesterol at all. Meaning such hormones as these wouldn't be produced, and your guess is as good as mine. We may have fertility issues in the end. Great. Now, cholesterol travels through the blood on proteins called lipoproteins. Okay, lipo comes from the word lipids, lipids is another form of, or another term referring to fats in the body, and proteins. So lipoproteins, these are proteins that carry cholesterol throughout the body. Now, there are basically two types of this cholesterol, okay? There's a low density lipoprotein, usually referred to as the bad cholesterol, and these make up most of the body's cholesterol. And high levels of LDL raise the risk of developing heart disease and stroke. In fact, the reason why it is referred to as bad cholesterol is because these lipoproteins rather transport cholesterol from the liver into the body. So you can imagine, instead of carrying or putting out excess cholesterol of the body, taking these out of the body, these proteins rather transport into the body. These make them the bad cholesterol. Now, the second type of cholesterol, okay, is called high density lipoprotein. high density lipoprotein, HDL, and they are usually referred to as the good cholesterol. Now, what makes them the good cholesterol is cholesterol is the fact that they carry cholesterol from the blood or from the body into the liver, which eventually breaks them down and then flushes them out of the body. So this makes them good cholesterol. Now, high levels of these actually have the potential of lowering your risk of developing heart disease and stroke. Okay, so really, with this myth about all cholesterol being bad for you, this explanation obviously should debunk this myth, and that indeed what actually makes cholesterol bad is usually the high levels of LDL. So what you do is your body just try as much as possible to watch what you consume, especially because high levels of the bad cholesterol actually has the potential of building up in the walls of your blood vessels. So a typical illustration is when you have a kitchen sink and you keep washing food residues and whatever residues into the sink, you eventually block the drainage, meaning there wouldn't be free flow of water or liquid from the sink into the manhole or gutter outside. So when you have excess of the LDL, realize that it builds up fat within the walls of your blood vessels, and this buildup is referred to as plaques. And these plaques are what actually put us at risk of developing heart-related issues such as angina, including angina, and then stroke. All right, so that being said, we'll move on to the second myth. All right, now we hear some people, okay, or I have heard some people say that they would be able to feel it if they had high cholesterol. I'm just here wondering, anytime all the times I've heard about this, I keep wondering, how would you be able to feel it if you have high cholesterol? Because the fact on the ground is that high cholesterol usually has no signs or symptoms, okay? And you may not know you have unhealthy cholesterol levels until it is probably too late or until you get yourself tested or checked, all right? And that is why it is very important to get your cholesterol levels checked at least every 2 to 4 years, all right, or even every year, just to keep your health on track. So occasionally, some people may develop yellowish growths on their skin called xanthomas. You realize that there'll be yellow patches on the skin due to excess cholesterol. These are also signs of high cholesterol, all right, and people with xanthomas usually have high cholesterol levels. So you may also want to look at your skin for these signs, all right? So really, you wouldn't know if you have high cholesterol until you get yourself tested. So that debunks the second myth. The third myth is the fact that recently, I've actually heard some people say that eating foods with a lot of cholesterol will not make your cholesterol levels go up. Now, you see, this is a dicey one because we all have different systems, okay? Our metabolic activities are different. So there are people who can actually burn a lot of cholesterol to produce energy. So in this case, usually whatever they eat doesn't really matter. But you see, your health is also, it's actually 100% what you eat and 100% of the physical activities you get yourself involved with, all right? And you know that a lot of the foods we eat usually come with high cholesterol from saturated fat, okay? And these saturated fats can make your cholesterol numbers go higher. So it's best for you to choose foods that are lower in saturated fats. and tells us of these saturated fats include red meat, butter, cheese, what have you. You know, so if you're going to have meals that require the use of oil, you may have to consider using unsaturated fats such as avocado, olive oils. We have the medium chain fats, which come from sources like coconut oil and palm kernel oil and nuts as well. So you would have to, you may want to consider all these before you make a lot of your consumptions. All right. So what you should be very mindful of what you eat as well. Now, the next myth is the fact that you sometimes hear people say they cannot do anything about their cholesterol levels, as they have little to do when their cholesterol levels actually shoot up. See, this is the fact. You can do many things to improve your cholesterol levels and keep them in a healthy range, okay? This is where lifestyle actually comes in. So what you do is you, as mentioned earlier, you get yourself checked regularly, because there are a lot of cholesterol screenings out there, or common cholesterol screenings out there at affordable prices that can be done probably on a yearly basis. And you can also do something about your cholesterol levels by making healthier food choices. All right, so you ensure that you limit the intake of saturated fats and go for naturally high fiber foods. And also, if you'd be consuming anything with some fats, you make sure that most times you go for the unsaturated fats. And you also ensure that you're active every day. If you cannot deliberately engage in some physical exercises, just make sure that at least you engage yourself in some brisk walking at least 30 minutes every day. All right, so that keeps you active to burn carbohydrates and then subsequently cholesterol to produce energy. So this actually deals with the excess cholesterol in the body. Now, habits like smoking and alcohol, especially smoking tobacco, put you at risk of damaging your blood vessels, all right, and also increasing your cholesterol levels, all right. So you may want to check these habits. If you're a chain smoker or a continuous drinker, you may need help in that regard, or some self-discipline around that. And also, be sure you contact your healthcare provider often, all right? Especially when you know you are at a risk of developing high cholesterol. You know, there are people who have the genes, all right? People with family history of developing high cholesterol. You ensure that you talk to your healthcare provider often. And even if you do not have those genes, you make sure that you embark or get yourself regularly checked by your health care provider. And you should know your status, as mentioned just about now or a while ago. You should know if high cholesterol runs through your family, so that you also get yourself tested. And knowing your family history will take us on to the final myth for tonight, that you don't need medications for your cholesterol, and that you can actually manage your cholesterol with diet and exercise. Well, the fact is that many people can actually achieve good cholesterol levels by making healthier food choices and getting enough physical activities. But there are people who naturally have high cholesterol, or with at least thing or least food they take, their cholesterol levels just shoot up, okay? These people are known to have something we call familial hypercholesterolemia. And these can be usually managed by taking drugs called statins. Okay, statins are drugs or medications that are meant to control cholesterol levels. And indeed, physical activity and lifestyle changes like what you eat and then exercising can also help manage familial hypercholesterolemia. People who are at a risk of developing cardiovascular diseases, people with diabetes, and even people with stroke would also want to have their cholesterol levels checked, since they go hand in hand some way, especially people with type 2 diabetes. They usually have their good cholesterol levels lowered and with bad cholesterol levels increased. So that combination is very tricky because it's very bad, since it actually puts type 2 diabetics at a risk of developing heart disease and stroke. But hey, there is no need to worry, no need to panic. Once you follow your doctor's instructions, once you ensure that you're having a healthy lifestyle, and once you ensure that you keep getting yourself checked, you are good to go. You have no problem at all. I want to thank you all so much for making time to listen to me on this show. And I really promise to get better, to give a better show the next time. And also, you can visit my website. It's a blog on www.audreyankumah.com. The Ankumah is the Ankumah with a U, A-N-K-U-M-A-H. AudreyAnkumah.com to read a few of the blogs I've started, a few of the articles I've started posting, just to get yourself educated and to also inform yourself when making choices so that you live a healthier life. Thank you so much for making time to listen to me. My name is Audrey Enim Ankumah once again, and have a great time. God bless you. Remember the road that will lead you home. Juanita Mus. No matter where you go, remember the road that will lead you home. Juanita Mus. That will lead you home.